What's up, y'all? Kelly Clarkson with Wayfair. My favorite thing about the holidays? Decking out my whole house. It's not a competition, but if it was, well, I'd win the season with Wayfair. Outdoor inflatable Santa? Got it on Wayfair. Trees, lights, and ornaments? Wayfair. Hosting must-haves like dining sets, beds, sheets, and towels? Wayfair. For everything in your style delivered with fast and free shipping, visit Wayfair.com or the Wayfair app to win the season. But again, it's not a competition.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
There. Back. Well, party's starting early today, isn't it?
To more of Early Break on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
Are you looking for a new way to put your skills to work?
I am.
Explore new options in the fintech industry.
Finance.
At Currency, a Sand Hills global company. They have full-time sponsored financial sales, compliance, operations, and other fields. Also, 4.5-day work week, attractive benefits package, and opportunities for advancement. Visit GoCurrency.com/careers to learn more today.
What's going so well at CISA? They've built an auditorium for Carson.
Yeah.
They've built an auditorium for him.
I don't know if it's for Carson.
I think it might as well be. Might as well be.
Carson says currency.
So that tells you right there the level of success you're having when this program that Carson has started up, that him and Jim Hansen are heading up right now. It's an incredible
job. Have you ever drove by there? It's on 84.
I know exactly where it's at.
It's off to the east.
Yes.
And there's a building, and it says in blue letters, currency.
I've not seen that. I've been by there a lot. I'm going to review that. They've done an incredible job. It's global. Sandhills global. So it's a big deal. Yeah.
Don't get me started. There's a lot to that conversation.
Yeah, thank you. Here we go.
It is time, without further ado, for Bill's Thrills. Here we go on a Friday.
Some call him the most interesting man in the world.
That is setting up the morel mushroom bonanza.
Oh, yeah.
Is this going to be a bonanza?
Mushrooms grow better with thunder and lightning.
Others call him Coach. But to everyone else, he's Bill.
I want to get one of those military ab stimulators for us to wear during the show. You see, I sent it to you today.
It's time for Bill's Thrills on Early Break.
As always, Bill's Thrills sponsored by our friends at Dinert Contracting.
Randy!
The king of remodels for your kitchen, bathroom, whole house, or more. Please call or text Randy at 402-417-5204. Dinert Contracting.
The one thing Randy never looks at, you always teach your kids like that, hey, one play at a time, don't look at the scoreboard. Randy's that way. Don't look at the thermometer. Don't look at it. The thermometer does not exist in his world.
Really?
105 degree heat, below zero wind chill. The thermometer does not exist. Press on. That is his deal. Press on. And that's what he'll be doing in any weather. Today's not as bad, but yesterday, there's early in the before noon, that was rough. That was heavy wind chill.
That was not.
Does he have a crew?
He has a crew. And he heads up a lot. He has to be a lot of organization going on. But Randy's always like that. Do not look at the thermometer. That's Ben. He's got a sweatshirt. He wears it. Don't look at it. Press on. Doesn't matter what
that's
the temperature
dude right
is.
There.
That's a dude right there.
Don't look at the thermometer.
Don't look at the thermometer. Don't get
just
it done.
Just dress well.
Yeah, exactly.
Dress warmly.
So what we got going, guys.
Are you ready?
I'm pretty ready, yeah.
Eyes surprise.
He did the monster mash.
The monster mash.
It was a graveyard smash. Caught on in a flash.
He did the monster mash.
He's done it for months. I'll never get sick of it. I'll never tire of it.
Just keeps going. It's funny. And then they said the one time Jake had to do it, and he did it in a British accent. Do it, Jake.
He did the monster mash.
Good job.
He did. It's very British.
That was good.
Caught on with the flash.
Good job.
Not as good.
No, it's good.
You nailed it. It's your thing.
Did a great job. We got some great games now. So tonight, we got some big things going on.
What?
You got Troy at JMU. So also with this, that could also be a field storming. Because these games are home games. They're not at sites.
Ooh.
So they're home games. You have a chance for field storming
yes,
there.
Yes, you do.
So Troy and JMU, obviously, coach is gone. But there also could be a playoff in this thing.
Chesney is coaching, though, right?
He is coaching. He is coaching. Kennesaw State, Jacksonville State, why not? Kennesaw State, what a story they are. But then North Texas at Tulane. That story is unbelievable. Both coaches are gone.
Yep.
They're both coaching, but again, play right now it's set up that whoever wins that game, they're in.
Jeez.
JMU needs to have Duke win for them to have a chance. But this game tonight, North Texas and Tulane, That is a playoff game.
That's a play-in game.
Play-in game.
I think North Texas is a really prolific offense.
They are. Their quarterback never even played didn't even start a high school game. And he's throwing for unbelievable yards
this year.
And then UNLV Boise is just interesting to me. On the blue, always interesting like that. But there's nothing at stake as far as playoffs or anything else with that. Probably what bowl game they would attend like that. BYU Texas is unbelievable because the one thing I told you earlier, Texas Tech, sold out. 86,000 people are going to
awesome.
Be there.
Now, that's awesome. That's another rematch, and Texas Tech hammered them the first time, 29-7.
29-7. So don't count out those Cougars from BYU. Don't count them out. But I think it'll be tough. It'll be a tough one. I think Georgia-Bama is extremely interesting. Extremely interesting. Because everyone says you can't the third, that data point doesn't matter. Well, how do you say that when Texas Tech's playing BYU? That data, they can't say, it doesn't hurt you. Yeah, it does. Whoever loser, they're out. Same way.
If Bama gets hammered, they're out. Right?
If they get hammered,
they're out.
If it doesn't go well and it doesn't look competitive, they have a very good chance because there's so many teams nipping at them. When you have Miami at two losses right there, when you have a SEC team in Vanderbilt right there, you have Notre Dame with two losses just right there. And in right now, but very interesting. And we already talked about, why is Indiana, Ohio State, why is that a monster matchup? Sigs. One reason, Cignetti. And like that, most times in this game, when it was east-west, it was like, okay, why are we even watching it? The game, no one even really cared about it.
And
they didn't. Ohio State against Purdue, whatever it'd be.
Yeah,
there was no interest in the game. Well, the West never won it. The West never won it one time. So
there's some bad beatdowns in that, too.
That basically tells you everything. The Duke-Virginia game, you can't get enough of it. I mean, if Duke's 7-5, if they win it, there's a chance that they win, and then there's no ACC team makes the tournament, and they get bypassed by JMU. West Virginia, I mean, if UVA wins, they're in. Virginia wins, they're going to be in.
Is there a chance that Duke would get in?
There's still a chance because there'll be so many people. There's going to be so – and that conspiracy theory – That came up from Lee. It's real. I mean, when they tried to fabricate why they moved Alabama up for beating a team that was 5-6, who had not won a conference game at home, and they made it into this epic win against a true freshman quarterback. It was like did not make any sense. But here's the two that I just really love: South Dakota State at Montana.
Yes,
South Dakota State
FCS.
FCS ball. That is going to be has a chance to be a really good game. And the other one that interests me, obviously, is Yale at Montana State. Because Yale, I think, was down 30 against Youngstown State and came back and won, down 30. Also, why is it interesting? Because it's the first year ever that the Ivy League is allowed in the playoffs.
Okay.
They never, ever were allowed. They win a game as an underdog. I think it was Yale and Harvard that were in, and Harvard lost. What do you got for us for
Yale,
weather?
I'm just saying Yale was down 35-7 at halftime.
35-7 at half to Youngstown State on the road, and they win the game. Imagine that one. That's the coaching job of all coaching jobs. Now, I don't know. What are the points in that game, Yale at Montana State? I wonder if you can find that. Because I'm going to tell you right now, if it's somewhere like in the lower than 21 or 21 or that area, Montana State will crush them. Because Yale had the epic comeback. And to fly across the country from Yale all the way to Montana and play in that weather.
I don't see a spread on this. Probably nothing on that one.
But I can see that being a good. But those FCS games are on ESPN+. Those are incredible games to watch. Incredible games to watch.
I'm also not seeing any snow for the Montana. 39 degrees. That sucks. We want snow in South Dakota State, Montana. 39 degrees.
39?
Yep.
That's a joke book.
It's too hot.
It's balmy.
Hey, here's a question. If Indiana would get hammered, would they drop out of the top four?
They could.
Hammered.
There's a possibility.
It won't happen. They're not going to get hammered.
Just remember, here's the odd part. In the NFL, if you're going into the Super Bowl, okay, say you're in the AFC NFC Championship game, and then you win the game, but your quarterback goes out, you still go to the Super Bowl. You don't get, no.
Yep.
Where all these right here, injuries factor.
I
don't like that either. I thought that Florida State goes, we just can't let him in with the quarterback.
I don't like that.
I like, whoa, they were 13-0.
Right.
They were 13-0.
That's a bad.
And they lost their quarterback.
It's a comprehensive.
So the point in all these games, don't think for a second that they can't get bumped down because of an injury or out because of an injury.
Or just a bad call by the committee.
Yeah.
Excuse my use of the term, but that shouldn't be a data point. This guy's out. That affects their standing. It will affect. That's fundamentally wrong.
And it's really only one position, though. It's only the quarterback. If the left guard went out, they would not penalize him for that. They'd be like, okay, they'll
what
get
if
a left
Jeremiah
guard.
Smith goes out? Yeah,
that could be. That'd be interesting. That'd data be an interesting point. One data point. But to have that factor in should never ever be a factor when they're trying.
I don't understand it.
I mean, think about that. Georgia was one, and they lost. And they went to fifth. They got knocked out, which made no sense whatsoever either. And that was an extra data point that knocked them out. It was the SEC championship game. Now it's different. But I'm just telling you that I always say this: you can't unsee it. You're watching a game, and you're going like, "Yeah, the game didn't matter. Hold it. I just watched it. They had people injured, or they just got beat by 60." You know, can't unsee it. Nope, no can do. Nope. Like, nothing's off the table. And like I said, I am in disbelief that still they have that Notre Dame and Miami are the same and nothing. And also, just
What do you mean?
That Notre Dame's in ahead of them. How about this one, too? Then go the opposite. Let's just compare Vanderbilt.
Hey, guys, Jake Sorensen. The holidays are almost here. And if you still have names on your list, don't panic. Uncommon Goods makes holiday shopping stress-free and joyful with thousands of one-of-a-kind gifts you can't find anywhere else. You'll discover presents that feel meaningful and personal, never rushed or last minute. Uncommon Goods looks for products that are high quality, unique, and often handmade or made in the U.S. Many are crafted by independent artists and small businesses, so every gift feels special and thoughtfully chosen. For example, I just got a Miami Dolphins whiskey board that fits my bar perfectly in my basement with four glasses for tasters when friends come over. Uncommon Goods has something for everyone, from moms and dads to kids and teens, from book lovers and sports fans to foodies, mixologists, and gardeners. You'll find unforgettable gifts that are anything but ordinary. Every purchase you make at Uncommon Goods, they give back $1 to a nonprofit partner of your choice. They've donated more than $3.1 million to date. So don't wait. Make this holiday the year you give something truly unforgettable. To get 15% off your next gift, go to uncommongoods.com/earlybreak. That's uncommongoods.com/earlybreak for 15% off. Don't miss out on this limited time offer. Uncommon Goods, we're all out of the ordinary.
To Miami, Vanderbilt's two losses were by 3 at Texas, and then at Alabama, okay, and that's the term. At Alabama, that's our two losses on the road. Okay, Miami lost at home to unranked Louisville, and they lost on the road to unranked SMU.
So
if you just looked at the two, who would you take? Vanderbilt
with the
every time,
Vanderbilt, yeah.
and then Vanderbilt's got like 4 or 5 ranked wins.
Yeah,
they got ranked
and they're
wins.
Not being, they're not going to be in.
And they're not even talking. Like, how does this add up? This makes no sense whatsoever. In the first year, when it's like 12 is, I mean, the committee does have, someone has to get left out. But it, like I said, if it were mine at that, the team you'd want left out is Notre Dame. They're not in a conference. And I'd say, you know what, these other teams played in conference games and they played in conference championships or different things. I would lean that direction for that one reason, just the one reason.
There's a compelling case against Notre Dame. More compelling than 4. Yeah.
And then you turn around and then right now you say, well, how are they playing? They're playing pretty good. But I don't know. They're playing
nobody.
Playing nobody.
No defenses. Yeah. They don't play defenses. As you
USC was ahead of them in the third quarter.
Yeah.
They were ahead of them. Then things kind of fell apart a little bit.
Georgia, Alabama. I just don't think Georgia can sprint away from Alabama. I don't think that Georgia can.
I go with my Georgia theory. They've been game on, game off. Yeah. And last week they were game off. It was 16-9 against Georgia Tech. And Georgia Tech has been getting 30 scored on them every single week, and they couldn't.
Recently,
and they couldn't score. So I'm saying game back on for Georgia.
So you think they can put a number on Alabama?
I think they could. I think
like
it could
34.
And so the only thing you have going is Alabama. Georgia pretty much knows. Georgia knows they are not out with a loss.
No.
Alabama. If they
three losses for Bama.
That it is an extra data point with that, because other people get, does not compare to them. But I don't see how that happens. You know.
So. What a Saturday it's going to be.
And then on Monday, with some help from relation with my nephews, we have a complete new bowl plan to solve all problems.
That's a tease for Monday.
This will tease for Monday.
Okay.
Yes. We'll need to, might have to even go extended time on this, but we have some details. Because right now, the bowl system is horrific. Because it's not changed. With just like, okay, you guys pick fourth. Okay, you guys pick fifth. Oh, you took them over them. They have a better record, but they have more fans. Okay, sounds cool. Whatever. So it has to be fixed. If you the selection process does not work, and the Schindler boys, all mathematic majors, have come up with a plan that I will have some input on, and it'll be revealed on Monday.
Who's the Schindler boys? What's their names?
That would be Skylar Schindler. That would be Nick Schindler, and that would be Bo Schindler.
There's three of them.
Three of them. Bo Schindler will probably be the most involved because he was voted mathematics teacher of the state the last 2 years.
That's significant.
The last 2 years.
Maybe Bo could come in.
Bo, I'll ask him. I'll see him this weekend.
Put him on a mic.
We'll have him come in. Yes, well, I'll have him get a... He can have a day off of school. Yes.
To explain the situation. Yeah.
Yes, yeah. Explain it. Yes.
Does he get time off?
He can. I'll talk to him.
Surprise.
He did the monster mash. The monster mash.
It was a great
hold on. Now go British.
He caught on with the flash.
He did the monster mash. From my lab.
Oh, that's so good.
The side of the mouth. I can't
do it. Gotta work long.
It doesn't work. It doesn't work. It is time to play the game show. Give us a call right now at 464-568.
You have
a chance to win a business box.
Kickers from the 70s.
From Bengals and Joe. No, it's film Friday today. Sorry.
Oh.
But you have a chance at a winning week. You're 2-2 in the week.
That does help.
Today's topic is an actor who's a funny man. His name is Adam Sandler. If you know some Sandman movies, Adam Sandler.
Don't know him well.
Call
us. I don't either. I have no chance at this.
We're in trouble.
There's never no chance. You always have a chance.
No, we're in trouble.
If you think you know Adam Sandler movies, call us 464-5685. Shut Up Simple starts right now.
We've all been there. You're listening to the radio, and then that rage starts to grow inside of you. It starts to consume you. It gets to a point where you just want to yell, Shut Up Simple!
No, sorry. I'm sorry. Well, here's your chance. It's time to shut up, Sipple. Call now to play 464-5685. Shut up, Sipple. Brought to you by Bagels and Joe.
All right, 464-5685. Call the Dick Down, Sip and Bill in trivia. They're going for a winning week. 2-2, the record.
We need this. I don't know any of them.
I think you'll know some names here. Yeah. We got Brian. How do you feel about Adam Sandler movies today, Brian?
Come on.
Oh, I feel pretty solid.
Oh, that's not good.
Brian feels good.
Brian, how old are you?
I am 46.
46. That's a really good radio voice. Where are you from?
Havelock, Nebraska.
Oh. Havelock, Nebraska.
Let's go.
Thank you. Oh.
All right. Bill's a lifeline.
Into the aisles for some. Yeah. You know, you can't get into the aisles for pizza. Like
it's
on
so
a Friday
packed.
Night. Just like try to go tonight. Just say, I'm going to go to the aisles and get pizza. Buckle up for about a 2-hour wait.
It's worth the wait.
It's
though.
Worth the wait.
You just
though.
Go over to that Amigos.
Yeah. Right across the street. I always go to
drive through.
Why are you going to Havelock? Amigos.
Going to Schmeeks.
Drive through.
All right, Brian. First question goes to you. What 2004 movie features Adam Sandler as a man afraid of commitment before he meets the girl of his dreams, only to discover she has short-term memory loss and forgets everything the next day?
51st Dates.
I would have maybe
Brilliant.
Came up
I
with
knew
that.
That one.
I did.
51st Dates. That's the only one I know.
No. Yeah, you had a chance here. 1-0 lead for Brian. Sip, first question. Bills in play. What 1999 movie features Adam Sandler as a lazy law school grad who adopts a kid to impress his girlfriend when things fall apart?
I've seen a lot of this movie.
I've never really even seen it, but I know about it. That's all I can say. So I have nothing, Steve. Yeah. Great. Something with the word dad in it, maybe? Is there something?
Oh. Hmm. Hey, can you expand on that?
5 seconds.
Kill me, Seth. Come on.
Five. Four. Three.
Say something with that word in it.
World's greatest dad.
That's it close enough?
Really,
no. It is not close enough. Brian, what is that movie?
Yeah, it's Big Daddy.
Big Daddy. I don't think it's close. I'm going to give you dad.
Good job, though, by you.
Yeah.
How do we not come up with Big Daddy? That's not one.
That's pretty simple, right?
I was thinking.
I'm pretty proud.
Who's your daddy?
Who's your baby? Toby Keith.
I'm thinking Toby Keith did play in the part.
Well, this is for the win.
Just end it. Just don't even read him to him.
No, you got it. We
Brian, you never know what happens here. What 2006 movie features Adam Sandler as a workaholic architect who discovers a universal remote that allows him to fast forward and rewind to parts of his life?
Click.
Brilliant.
What was it?
The movie was called Click.
Never heard of that one. Never heard of it.
Shut up, Dipple.
There you go, Brian. Congrats, Brian.
Thank you, Brian. From Havelock, though. That excites me. Havelock does.
He should celebrate with Isles Pizza tonight.
Yes, and he bagels. Should. Head down there.
Go to Russ's.
Why wouldn't you?
Go to Russ's.
Arnold's.
Go to Amigos.
Arnold's. Arnold's. Bob's Tavern.
Bob's. They're all right there.
Yep.
I tell you one thing. That street, is that the main street of Havelock? No, it's Havelock. Bumper to bumper.
God,
it is busy.
Thank you for saying that.
It is bumper house, to course. Bumper.
It's incredibly busy.
It's like you're going like, what is going on here?
Thank you.
Havelock is thriving.
I'm always freaked out
forget,
by the traffic.
Don't forget Engine House for breakfast also.
Yes,
at a really
engine.
Good spot. Very good
thank
spot.
Thank you for pointing that out about the traffic.
Well, I try to help out, Steve.
It's nuts. The traffic. Yes. I think it's grown in the last, I don't know. We lived there in Havelock 20 years ago, and I don't remember the traffic being that bad.
Tiebreaker, Bill, for you. Sandler's first movie was called Going Overboard. What year did that film come out?
1994.
Oh, before?
Oh, I think way before that.
How
86.
Much? 1989.
Okay. 89. Sandler's been around that long.
Yeah. Yes.
He's pretty old.
Wow.
God, we took an L.
Okay. It doesn't bother me, though.
You went 2 and 3, isn't
it? Yeah, finally. It doesn't bother me because I had zero knowledge.
And you had the dad.
I had the daddy dad. Part.
Well, I'll just say
we should
this.
Have had Big Daddy.
We'll never be okay with 2 and 3.
No, we're not that.
Jake, we're not that.
No, okay. I'm glad to hear that.
I want to say it one more time like that. Is that why is PJ Fleck's name not mentioned at Penn State?
Or
why?
Anywhere. Or anywhere.
Anywhere. Somewhere. Well, why, tell me why.
Did he send
first of all, I'd be like going, because right now, obviously, all the talk is about Iowa State and Matt Campbell, which is good. But my point is like, but PJ Fleck's been in the Big Ten for like 10 years, and he's done an incredible job. I mean, one of the most...
His name didn't come up anywhere.
Anywhere.
Really.
Wasn't mentioned.
I don't get it. I do not get it.
I don't get it forever. That will shock me to no end.
The only thing I'm just raising is a possibility that his people sent out a message that we're not going anywhere.
No, because you would never do that. Because you want the phone call no matter what. Right. What you're doing is like that. You're like going, hey, listen. Hey, Pat Kraft. Yeah, see, no interest. Any chance you would call our AD, though? Would you just call the AD and say you're interested? Because that's going to help me. Right. Would you do that for me? There's never a time when no one said.
I just raises a possibility, but I don't believe it would happen.
Because everyone else that got their name mentioned got a raise. Raises.
Why is Fleck not
coming?
The interesting part with Matt Campbell is like they're like, okay, if they hire him. If it was 2 weeks ago, you'd be like, yeah, I see it. But now it's like, so you guys waited
for Matt.
He went through eight guys,
and now this is where you're at.
Yeah,
and this
it's very strange. And PJ Fleck, still nowhere to be seen. Don't
How many
get
did
it.
Nebraska go through though? And before they hired Callahan,
it was a lot.
Callahan was about in that 6-7 range.
Yeah. This is 8 though.
Yeah, 8's a big number.
You're departing for this last hour, Bill.
Yes, I'm out.
Okay.
Oh God,
gotta go. Well, we'll see you Monday, Bill. But when we come back, the Marty Party is with us. Marty Sipple joins us. Next on Early Break on the Ticket.